You're tuned to Katie and Kay, and it's time now for Express Yourself. We are very pleased to be joined by Anna and Joelle of Handmade Moments, live in studio.
What up?
Hello.
What's up?
Hot.
Roaring Fork.
Hot.
Roaring Judy.
Hot Mike.
Remember, during this live concert, you can donate online at katieandkay.org, or you can call 970-963-0139.
Or you can just keep listening for free and racking up all that guilt. Eventually it'll weigh on you.
Eventually. But I think we'll lead with a few songs whenever you guys...
Sure. Yeah, let's do it. We are both we're both here in the studio live. Anna's got a saxophone on. I've got a guitar in my hands. We're both coronavirus free. Or we don't know, because there's no real tests available.
But you know, in America.
We don't really know. But we think we're good. And yeah. This is the best way to get our music out there. This is the most germ-free method of listening to music.
That's right.
And but I think we are so potent that if we had a sickness, we could get you sick just from listening to us.
Through the airwaves.
That's how sick our jams are.
Yeah!
Thanks so much to Aspen Art Museum for inviting us out here and putting on this awesome show. Sadly, we couldn't make it all happen. Thanks to I'm not going to say it.
We're not going to keep talking about
he who shall not be named.
What we all know is happening right now.
Voldemort.
But we're going to kick it off with a good old fashioned song.
It's kind of a love song we wrote. It's called "Take It Away," and it's about unconditional love. Feeling it.
Thank you.
day. Give me your love just to take it away, and it breaks my heart.
Lolly-la.
La-la-la. All right, rock and roll. Thanks out there, listeners and in-house audience. We're going to play another song for you. We're going to play a song up next. We're going to have Anna Moss give you guys a little bit of her vocalizations. She's a vocalizer.
Does anyone out there know how to do a proper duck call? I don't. I wish I did.
That'd here, ducky, ducky. Come here, Mr. Ducky.
Come here, Mr. Duck. That would be a cool thing to do on the radio if I had that skill, but I don't, so I will just sing a song instead.
I bet there's some people out here that know how to duck call.
Oh, I've met people in Arkansas.
We grew up in Arkansas, which is like duck hunting central, brother. It's pretty much, it's right there up to sister kissing. It's right there on the list. It's pretty awesome state-sponsored activity. Sister kissing. But no, we duck call down there. We duck hunt. I bet there's duck hunting here. What do you guys think? In maybe near Grand Junction, somewhere in the lowlands.
Who
there's
knows?
Like some delta. Joel, it might be too dry for ducks, now that I think about it.
I will say Joel's fibbing a little because he's never hunted ducks.
That's
before.
Not true. I have hunted ducks.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I hunted ducks as a bunch with my father.
Okay.
You go into these blinds. They're like these little cabins that are in a swampy area. Yeah, you hide. There's these little slits. And then the hardest part is everyone has shotguns in like this small space. So the hard part is not to hurt each other.
Well, that sounds difficult.
Yeah, it is difficult, actually. There's all this protocol. You don't want to get in front of someone. Never step in front of someone with a gun.
Yeah, never.
Yeah, which somebody should have told Dick Cheney that. But
well, in that case, we're going to play a song for you about guns.
Then. Oh, yeah. This is a song Anna wrote.
I wrote the song.
We just got back from, where were we? Austria and Germany?
We were in Germany. We play in Germany a bunch. We were in Germany before the big scare of you know what.
He who shall not be named.
Well, we aren't going to talk about on air. But we were in Germany a while ago. And it's so cool. We toured in Germany. The streets feel very safe. You'll never get robbed at gunpoint. But also, it's not just because people don't have guns, but they have amazing social programs. So there's not any people that are desperate. Like, their desperation is way less than here. You don't see homeless people. You don't see people that are starving or in need of anything that they need to stay alive.
Yeah, it's pretty much taken care of.
Because there's like a good social net for everyone, and it makes the whole country safer, which you feel that when you walk on the streets. Even as a woman, I'm 5 feet tall and I don't weigh that much. So
she could be snatched easily.
It'd be easy to just snatch her, take me out, you know, but I feel very safe walking in Germany. And yeah, this is a song I wrote about a world where there are no social programs. And there's a lot of people that don't have access to a place to live or food or medicine or education, but they have access to a gun.
Yeah, y'all.
Nobody in this world
trust. Never knew my mama. Never knew my dad. This gun is the only one I have. Shit.
Sick song, Anna.
Thank you, guys.
Rock and roll.
Thank you all.
Well, yeah, that's you know where are you from? Where'd you grow up? Arkansas.
I grew up in Arkansas. I grew up in the Ozark Mountains in a very rural town.
You didn't have a lot of gun violence where you grew up, though, did you? Not too much.
There was a little bit. If there was ever any violence, it was gun violence. It was like somebody was strung out on something, and then they shot someone that they.
What about New Orleans?
There's a lot there.
A lot there. Yeah, I'm from the Little Rock area. It can get pretty rough. But it's nice to be up here in the mountains. Ooh, a lot of space. Everyone's got a Subaru. It's feel fine here. I feel like it's all going to be.
Everybody's Subaru. So cool. All-wheel drive.
All-wheel drive. They're like, we can get up that mountain, boy.
Well, guess what, y'all? We have an Astro van, and it has all-wheel drive.
All-wheel drive all the time. 1997! What up, $2,000 cash?
Reno, Nevada.
What you got on
Craigslist. That? Craigslist. That's where we got it.
Yeah. We're trying to up our. We like to be Colorado citizens and buy ourselves each a Subaru. We'll get there one day.
One day.
You know, hard work, dedication, the right stock choices.
But I tell you what I dig the most about Colorado is the California Zephyr.
Oh, yeah.
That train is so cool. I love to ride that train.
And I love choo-choo trains.
I love choo-choo trains more than anything. I dream of one day that we'll have trains here like they do in Europe. Kind of like we did 80 years ago, you know. We had
it's true. She's dreaming of it every night. I hear her. She's like, "Choo choo!" I'm like, "Anna, you're having that dream again." And she's like, "Why'd you wake me?"
My grandma's so cool.
I was in heaven.
My grandma is 84, and she's from El Dorado, Arkansas. And she took the train to St. Louis to go to nursing school. How cool is that?
Yeah,
she took the Rock Island line. want that to come back to him. We're going to play a song for you next.
I don't know why we got in a little choo-choo train rant, but...
If you get me tired talking about trains, I'll keep going forever.
She'll go forever.
It's probably good to just stop talking and play another song.
Oh, I know why, because we're going to play this song about our experiences. We just did this tour in Germany and Austria. We just got back to the United States. And when we were there, we traveled only by train. And it was really cool because it took you from the center of town to the center of town. And there's separate tracks. Here in the United States, industry owns almost all the tracks. But over there, like industry such as moving building supplies or coal or gas or oil gets its own track. And then humans get their own track as well. But here we all share the same track. So that's why it can be really slow. But we loved doing it that way. That was a fun way to tour. Much different than the U.S. where we have to drive our Astro van and we have to sit through traffic. And what's crazy about driving through the United States is that every town starts to look exactly the same.
Yeah, you're on the I-70 or the I-40 or whatever.
Or the I want to kill myself. This is so boring.
You're on the interstate and you see a town and it looks so much like the last town you saw. There's a Walmart, and then connected to that is a Target, and then connected to that is a
Best Buy,
and then connected to that is a Bed Bath & Beyond, and then connected to that is a
TJ Maxx. Dang it, I missed
one.
We're trying
to read each other's lips.
And then attached to that is a McDonald's.
And all of these businesses are attached to each other, and they share a parking lot. And you can drive for two miles
and you're still be in the same parking lot.
And in Germany, that's called Parking Platz.
So this is a song that we wrote about running, wanting to run away from this this world that we live in where everything's concrete and you have to...
Corporate.
You just have to cut down every slice of beauty so that you can conquer it. And get there at 80 miles an hour and then be stuck in traffic.
Yep.
So here we go. It's called Everything is Tiny in the Ocean.
Everything is tiny in the ocean. Ships the size of buildings disappear.
Bloop, 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 bloop.
You could scream at the top of your lungs for
hours.
No one around will ever hear. And I just wanna run away. I just wanna run away. I just wanna run away, but you can't find me. Is a giant strip mall. All signs of beauty under attack. Hack, 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 hack it from the top, hack it from the bottom. They make you sell your soul for
money.
But you can never buy it back. I just wanna run away. I just wanna run away. I just wanna run away, but you can't find me. Let's go! Roll!
screen.
Swipey, swipey, click. Ooh, a sale at TJ Maxx. I got a coupon, phone coupon. Have you seen that?
I love coupons.
Swipey. Oh my gosh, have you seen Rick? He has the funniest stories. He has funny videos. He has this little dog he dresses up in. Well, he dresses him up in baby clothes. It's just adorable. It's something to be seen. One, two, three, four. Everything is tiny in the ocean. Everything is tiny on my screen. Access to the whole world's information. I still don't know what all this means. I just wanna run away. I just wanna run away. I just wanna run away where you can't find me.
Tell them a little bit about your life, and I'm going to tune this guitar.
Okay. Well, my name's Anna, originally from Arkansas, but I live in New Orleans now, currently in Carbondale, Colorado, at KDNK 88.1 FM. Yeah! And I also want to shout out to Leadville, because there are listeners at the highest elevation. Somebody asked me last night at our show in Denver, does it make a difference playing saxophone high in elevation here? Do you notice a difference than being in New Orleans? And at first I said no, but then I realized, yes, it does. You have to lick your reed a lot more.
You gotta lick it more.
Which is also our
slogan for
Colorado. Slogan for Handmade Moments, lick it more.
Well, we were going to try to sell it to Colorado to make it your new slogan.
Colorado, lick it more.
Yeah.
Also, half the state's really boring.
And the other half is super
rocks.
Cool.
Yeah. That's like the that's the slogan.
Yeah.
I don't think it's got wheels, this idea.
No, but we're working on it. You know, we're still in think tank mode.
Yeah, we're a startup. We're trying to start our brains up. I'm having a hard time getting
these
her cranked.
Glow plugs are kind of cold.
This dang old synapse won't fire like it used to. Must be the weather.
Mm-hmm.
It's dry. You got to lick it more.
That's right.
Well, what do you say? Another song? Why not?
I just wanted to thank you guys for coming all this way and being at Kitty and Kay Studios, Handmade Moments, everybody, and the Aspen Art Museum for helping us put on this event. Anybody who wants to make a donation to Katie and Kay can log on to katieandkay.org, or they can give us a call, 963-0139, and love what you guys are doing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, if you want to make a donation, if you call in with a $1,000 donation, we'll stop playing if you want us to. Or, you know what I mean, whatever you're into. Or if you call in with a $2,000 donation, we'll make up a song about one of your enemies.
Yeah, you just got to call and tell us who your enemy is. Actually, I want to give a shout out to our...
We'll publicly shame them without a libel suit.
I want to give a shout out to our Instagram because I posted on our Instagram, which is Handmade Moments Music, by the way, about how the show is canceled today, but we're going to be playing on air. And I said to everybody, if you guys comment about what you want us to make up a song about, we'll make up a song about it. My favorite comment is about hoarding toilet paper, which is seems to be something that's happening. I don't quite understand it, but we're going to try to explore it together in this little...
Get your hands off my double ply. I will poke you right inside your eye. Get your hands off my double ply. Coronavirus, here we all are gonna die. Get your hands off my toilet soft. That's the only thing that I really want. Get your hands off my booty paper. That's the only thing that will make me better.
I only feel safe when I surround myself with rolls and rolls and rolls and rolls of fresh toilet paper.
I only feel safe when I am protected from the fecal matter that could get infected, if you know what I mean.
If you know what I mean.
I think you know what I mean.
You probably know what we mean.
You gotta take the toilet paper, bring it to your house. Make sure no one else can get in or you out.
You gotta stack it up and make yourself a fort. And then nothing else can extort you. Not even COVID-19.
That's the chorus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Not even COVID-19. Well, if you can't afford a mask, here's what you should do. Buy some double ply. That's ply times two. Wrap it around your face and wrap it around your nose. Cause everybody knows that COVID-19 can't grow around toilet paper.
Yeah, it's immune to toilet paper.
Its only weakness is toilet paper. Make sure you hoard all of the toilet paper. And if you're one of those weak, sad fools who didn't get any in line, well, then you will be the sad, weak fool whose life will be left behind.
You will be left to your own devices in that moment in the bathroom. You'll have to use old-fashioned water to groom.
That's the new chorus. You'll have to use old-fashioned water to groom.
You'll have to use old-fashioned water to groom.
All right.
But you know what? Water doesn't do the trick, because I want that dry, dry.
Yeah.
I want that dry, dry.
I want that dry, dry. Or we're going to die, die.
Give me that dry, dry.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. But for real, I heard this comedian make an excellent point once. I think it was here in Denver, actually. I went to see some stand-up comedy, and this guy was talking about bidets and how it's so genius, because anytime you get poop on any part of your body, you use water. You don't just wipe it off with a dry paper.
Yeah, that's weird.
I thought, you're a genius. Yes.
Which... wish we could give him credit.
I wish we could give him credit, but I don't know his name. But if you're listening, Mr. Hilarious Comedian, tell me your name.
Well, yeah, that's the word on the street is if you want to survive this epidemic,
you need to hoard as much toilet paper.
You need to hoard as much toilet paper as you can.
As you can.
2-ply minimum. Big thanks to Aspen Art Museum for sponsoring whatever it is that we're doing right now. This is most likely a foolish endeavor of you, so I want to thank you for letting us soil your good name with our weird music.
We're going to play a song for you next. I'm going to pick the next song.
Okay. Big thanks to Anna.
For taking charge.
Moss, for taking charge.
This moment.
Also, guys, thanks for supporting KDNK, Community Access Radio. This is where the good ideas circulate. This is where the good stuff happens.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bought and sold by...
Jeff Bezos
or some advertisers. We just say whatever's on our mind.
Yeah, powered by the people.
So thanks for doing that. You know, the more you can support this, the more of a voice we give to weirdos like us.
I want to give a shout out to some of my other favorite local radio stations across.
Sure.
I want to give a shout out to WWOZ in New Orleans.
NOLA.
I want to give a shout out to KBAF in Little Rock.
Yeah,
I want to give a shout out to KVMR in Nevada City.
Oh, yeah. What about K-Butt?
And KBUT in Crested View.
Yeah.
We're going to be there next week. So we're going to be playing at the Public House on Friday.
Yeah, we hope it's still going to happen. So far, it's all good.
So far, it's all good.
Well, guys, I know that you're loving what we're doing. why are you laughing? So if you want to show your love in a monetary fashion, you can call us at 970-963-0139 or go to kdnk.org and give us your money. Give us your hard-earned money. I'm pretty sure you can use this as a tax write-off, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So instead of funding the government, which is, failing right now at helping everyone with this crazy pandemic, you can fund us, and we are getting the truth out.
Yeah.
About the whole toilet paper thing.
Yeah. You probably didn't know about the secret powers of TP.
Yeah. So like,
till just now, brought to you by Handmade Moments.
You can't rely on some random government-funded radio station. You got to give us the money, okay?
That's right.
And who needs roads anyway? You know what I mean? So take your tax write-off and write it to us.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
All right.
All right, we're going to do a song, I think.
I want to pick the next song. This is a song that's on one of our
Just to be honest, she picked the last song, too.
Okay, yeah. I'm the boss, so
she's the boss.
Deal with it.
She's holding drink tickets from last night, which she didn't use.
I don't drink. I do sometimes, but
every once in a while.
Every once in a while. In moderation. Anyways, we're going to do a song off one of our last records. This one's called This Is Your Captain Speaking.
Oh, I know the song.
And I want you guys to all come on a journey with us. We're all on an airplane together. And Joel is the captain.
Welcome aboard. Fine, but about 3,000 feet above. Give you guys a little bit of the, the turbulence on the left side. Drinks on board and a menu, so if you guys want to have yourselves any refreshments on the way. Thanks for choosing Jet Red. We know you have a lot of choices out here in the sky, and we're glad you choose to fly with this guy. Here we go.